Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, welcome back to another solo episode. I'm really pumped about today's episode because I am going to be delivering you a ton of value. So if you're in the online coaching world or you have an online business, you want to tune in with a notebook today because these are the ultimate tips and foundation that I believe you need to build a successful business online. These are the tips. These are the exact tips that are steps that I teach my private clients that I use personally, that I was able to, you know, make $80,000 in a couple of months with. It really is the powerful things, or I'm going to call it the foundational five that you need to really focus on to build your online business. And, you know, lately I have been so excited about sharing more in this space. And so I thought this was really relevant to talk on the podcast this week about, because I am back and I am back coaching and I am taking on one-on-one clients again. And that excites the hell out of me because I took some time off. And if you're new around here, welcome. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, last year I got a little derailed by the coaching industry. And, you know, I've been a coach for quite some time, part of the furniture. I've been around the coaching industry for over 12 years now in many different niches and industries, fitness, health, life, NLP, network marketing, and business mostly in the last 5 years. So that's in a nutshell. And so I was really disheartened by the way that other coaches and other people were starting online, and I guess the lack of integrity that was being shown, and people quite frankly taking the piss out of the industry and ripping people off. And so I just needed to take a step back to see if it was still aligned with where I was going with my career and if I wanted to continue in this space. Was I wanting to be aligned with all this stuff? And I really, like, if I'm being, you know, hand on my heart, honest with you, I felt like I wasn't sure I wanted to play this game anymore alongside people like that. But with time off, I almost took a year off working full time in my coaching business, which is pretty wild, but also extremely proud that I was able to do that, because obviously I was still earning money and working with clients here and there, but I wasn't, you know, taking on 10 to 12 clients at a time like I usually do. And I've been able to really come back with a fresh start. I'm working with a coach and he's really helping me stay accountable to the goals that I have and, you know, redirecting and, you know, building that confidence back up in the space that I was in. So very pumped to share these steps with you, because if you really want to simplify your business and you want to have success in the online space and you're feeling super overwhelmed at where to start, this is what you want to be listening to and tuning into, because simplifying and powerfully creating these foundational five is what's going to set you up for success. And if you need any support, please reach out, because I am taking on clients at the moment, which is really exciting. And it will be limited because I still have a number of other projects and things that I'm working on, but I just am so thrilled about being back and being able to work privately with clients again. And just when clients, and if you're a coach listening, you know what it's like when your clients get results. It is the best feeling in the world. And, you know, when I help clients make money, there's nothing better. Doing what they're passionate about, creating impact in other people's lives, creating a ripple effect around the world. Like, that is what drives me. That's why I'm here. So let's dive in. Enough of my chitter chatter. I want to talk about the foundational five. Now, I've labeled it that. It's the five ones. There's similar systems out there, but this is the one that I've kind of, you know, manipulated to suit my business and help others. So we need five things. We need one niche, one problem to solve, one method for attracting clients, one service or product, and 1 year. They're the five things we're going to go through in today's episode. So let's start with the niche. You've all heard about niche, right? And it's quite commonly one of the things that my new baby coaches or, you know, very fresh out of study, nutritionists, dietitians, whatever they may be, this is the one that they struggle to really get right in the beginning. And we really want to focus on one niche, one target audience as we begin, because this is the foundation of your business. You want to make sure that you have so much clarity around this right from the start. Who is it that you want to help? Who do you want to serve? Who are you going to focus on impacting both online with your free content and through your paid services? So for example, you might be a health coach or a nutritionist, and your niche may be specifically to supporting high corporate CEOs to find more of a work-life balance through healthier eating and movement and things like that. You will focus on that one particular niche. This is how you create the space or pave the way to becoming the expert in your industry that you serve. So people are going to look to you and know that you're the person to go to for, you know, CEOs, high corporates. And if you're bouncing around from niche to niche, this is potentially okay when you're first kind of dabbling in, you know, beta testing clients or you're practicing your coaching skills and things like that. But when you're showing up online, this is not going to help you build a successful business. It's not going to help you grow or scale. And this, if you're in network marketing, I know a lot of my audience is in network marketing as well. This is also something to consider. Yes, your product may be for everyone, but we want to attract people with our content. So a 50-year-old man and a 15-year-old girl are going to consume content very differently. Whether the product suits both of them, they're going to be attracted to different ways that you put it out there. And this is why you still need to have some specific niche, because your content creation is going to come off the back of this, right? So think about, who is it that I really want to serve in my space? Who do I want to help? Who do I want to impact the most? And start there. And I know you're thinking, oh my God, but doesn't this limit how many people I can help? I want to help everybody. I really want to serve everyone. My product's for everyone. I get it. But if you choose only one niche, that won't mean that you're not going to make a lot of money and you're not going to be able to create more. And in some sense, you're actually going to be able to create a lot more, because people are going to be drawn to you and know exactly that you're the person for them. And you want to make sure you're talking to an audience that's already interested in what you have to offer, right? And not this massive stadium of people that may or may not be interested. You really want to be an expert in your space so that people know you're the go-to person. Because if you do a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of that, oh, what do they do? Like, it's really confusing, right? And I know potentially that's how I've seemed online in the last 6 months, but I haven't really been focused on anything particular. And that's why it's come across like that. So the next one is one problem to solve. I always say, if you don't solve a problem as a business owner, you don't have a business. You must learn to become a problem solver, and a very specific one in particular. You don't need to be a magician and try and solve everyone's problems, because everyone has a whole bunch of problems, right? But a lot of people, well, most people have one particular thing that they want to work on at one particular time. So all you need to focus on is solving one problem for one niche, like the first step, right? It's much easier to scale your business when you get really good at solving this one particular problem. So when you put all your efforts into solving that one problem, you become viewed as the expert at this particular thing, right? So you'll start to become the person that people go looking for. Like, if I think about it now, like if I mentioned to you now, like, a vegan person or a fitness model or, you know, whatever you're interested in, you can name and rattle people off Instagram straight away that are in that space. Maybe someone that shares quotes a lot, maybe a poet, you know, like, there's lots of different things. They are the expert at that. And that's why, you know, that particular person so quickly comes top of mind, right? And that's what you want to be. You want to be the go-to person in your industry for that particular problem, for that particular niche. And this really also makes it so easy for people to refer others to you, because they will think of you first, right? When they think of the issue. And if you jump around trying to solve this problem, that problem, trying to be the one that tries to help everybody, then your potential clients or customers aren't going to trust you as much as someone else who's established themselves in that space solving that specific problem. Like, I use this example a lot, right? So say you have, you know, touch wood, you don't, but say you have like a brain injury and you need to get support, neurological support, because that's what's going on. You need to have a specific surgeon or a specific doctor to do that. Now, if I said, oh, this guy down the road, he's a pretty good doctor. He, you know, he works on podiatry, he does feet. He also does a bit of brain stuff. But then there's another guy I know and he specifically focuses on brain surgery and really making sure that your neurology is right and all that sort of stuff. Which one are you going to go to? You're going to go to the specialist, the one that really focuses on the issue, the key issue that you have, right? And you're going to invest whatever it is to take you to that problem and get it solved. So you're going to pick the expert, and that's what I want you to keep in mind. You want to become the specialist or the expert in your field at solving that problem for that one particular niche industry. So once you have those two steps, you want to then think about what is my method for attracting clients or the system that I use to get leads or get potential clients in the door. Because this is something I highly recommend that you learn sooner rather than later in your business. I definitely tried to dabble with so many things. And, you know, I was part of the furniture in the coaching space, as I said. And so this was probably something I tried a lot on my own for a long time and came up with all sorts of different things. But when I did invest in a coach later on, she really helped me build this out quite quickly. And so my only regret is not doing that sooner. And this is why I really value investing in coaches and support, because they, I guess it fast tracks you, right? So if you're thinking, oh, but I only just started, I don't really want to invest the money into a coach right now. Sure, dabble for a year on your own, but you may then invest in a mentor that gets you there in a couple of months. Imagine if you'd done that now and found the money to invest in it now, then in a year's time, you're going to be well ahead of anything that you would have been on your own. So it's always good to consider that. And I always have clients that ask me, you know, which platforms do I use? Do I use Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube? Do I create a podcast? Do I write a book? Do I do a blog? Do I have a newsletter? Like, there's so many things that you can do in order to be successful, right? But you don't need to do all of them. That is a load of shit if anyone tells you need to be on all platforms. You really don't. You really need to be where your clients are, for starters. And so if your clients aren't on LinkedIn or Pinterest, then that's time waster for you when you're starting out. And that's not going to be a great lead generator. So I want you to focus on where your clients hang out and where they invest energy into. And that's where you're going to be able to, you know, generate leads from. You can be successful on whatever platform you choose. I have clients that use all sorts of platforms and over the years have used different platforms for their niche, and some like in the same industry, but using different platforms. So just pick one and be consistent. Like, consistency is the key to everything. So pick one, make consistent effort into growing it and building your audience there, and you'll really see a return for investment of your energy. And if you can put effort into the five systems we're talking about today, you're going to see great success, like overall. So please focus on one. This is what it's all about, the five ones, right? Try and invest your energy and time into perfecting one platform and one method or one system that's going to help you attract clients, and you'll become good at it. And so you'll have so many leads that you won't know what to do with it. You will have clients coming out going, oh my gosh, you wrote that for me. I feel like you're talking to me. I feel like you're speaking my language. I really need to work with you. Like, that's what happens when you do this right. The next step is to have one service or one product or one offer, depends what you want to call it. And so getting this right is probably one of the challenges I see the most with my clients when they first come to me. They want to have it all. So they try and build so many different offers, so many different services, and sell all these like shitty little programs and products, when all that does is confuse your potential buyer. And also, if you think about it, when you're trying to invest energy into so many different things, you're not doing any of them well. And when you're starting out, you're still learning. So you want to make sure that you choose one offer, one service, or one product to focus on. They're not going to know that you're the expert in your space if you're trying to confuse them with all the different offers and services, right? They're not going to know to invest in you, because a confused mind makes no decision. You need to be super clear with one offer that you need to be super clear on one of the offers that you have, or one of the products, or one of the services. So instead of building like five programs or five mini things or five little ebooks or masterclasses or whatever, think about what is the best offer that I can create to solve that one problem from that one particular niche. And then focus on getting that out there. Focus on sharing that message. Focus on selling and serving rather than creating more content around like more programs or more offers or more, you know, things to sell. Because what this does is it allows you to evolve it, refine it, tweak it, and then make it so irresistible that your potential clients look nowhere else. It's an absolute no-brainer to work with you because you solve their problem. They are your particular client, your dream client, they're your niche. And because of how well you have shared it and positioned it, they can't say no. You couldn't do that with five offers because they're like, oh, which one's for me? I'm not sure. Maybe I could do that. And that just confuses them, right? As I said, a confused mind makes no decisions. So stay focused on your one offer in your business and really nail that. Like get clear on your irresistible offer. You've probably heard other coaches say that. Focus on that and really, really, you know, perfect that and make that great. And then you can expand from there later on. And remember, when you're creating an offer, be sure that it solves a problem and creates a solution for your ideal client. The outcome must be clear and specific, and the results are tangible results. And be sure that the end result grabs people's attention and leaves them saying that they need this. Okay, the last of the five is 1 year, 12 months. The most important of them all is this one. You're probably thinking, if I'm only working with one niche and solving one problem with one method and selling one offer, how the fuck can I scale to six figures and beyond? But this is truly where the magic happens. Inside of many consistent efforts and perfecting what you're doing currently, staying in your own lane and repeating over and over and over, that's where it happens. If you don't commit yourself to the last four before this, you won't have much of a business to scale in the first place anyway. And that's where people go wrong. They watch what other people are doing online and they start doing a bit of this and a bit of that and then they create this and they do this. But they haven't set the foundations of their business. And this is why I'm so passionate about working with new coaches. I don't work at scaling businesses because I'm more passionate about the person that says, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to create an income from what I love doing. I'm so excited to help people. I'm so excited I've just completed my certification or qualification in this space. And I can't wait to help people and serve people. But where do I begin? I'm so overwhelmed. How do I start? I love working with those people because you don't know the foundations. You haven't had a business before. You may be leaving a full-time 9-to-5 job to do this. So how on earth do you know what to do? And that's where I'm so passionate with all my years of experience and study and qualifications and also in the trenches. I was a health coach. I was a life coach. I had a very successful network marketing business that still gives me residual income and I'm no longer active. So I know what it's like to be building in the trenches to be able to teach this and really scale, like help you scale from startup and build the foundations. And that's what I'm passionate about doing. And so I watch so many people who are doing this in their business where they're trying to just copy that system or that strategy and that. But what you forget when you're trying to mimic other people is the truth is you actually don't really know what they're doing. You don't know all the keys that make up their business. You don't know how much time they spend, how many hours, what drives them, what's their why. All you need to remember are these five things that I've talked about today. These are the things that are going to give you clarity in your business. One niche, one problem to solve, one method to attract clients or one system, one service, product or offer, and 1 year to implement it. And I say this about the niche. If you don't love your niche, please give it 6 to 12 months before you change because you just need to give it time to really call in those clients. If you follow these, I promise you, you'll have a solid business and then you can start making changes down the road to, you know, scale beyond. So go back and listen again if you didn't take notes and implement. Remember, knowledge is nothing without implementation. And so it's really important that you go, okay, so do I have a niche? Do I solve a problem? What method do I have that attracts clients into my business? Do I have a service, offer, or product that I have at the moment? And am I willing to give this a year to make this work? And if you need help you know that I'm now coaching one-on-one again. So please reach out. It is an application process because just like you, I have a specific niche that solves a specific problem. I work with startups. I work with new coaches, nutritionists, dietitians, network marketers, etc. So I will leave in the show notes the link to book a call so that we can see if we are the right fit. And if we're not, I may have someone else that is more aligned for you and I will let you know. But I am more than excited to chat to you, jump in my DMs if you want. Please do share this with someone else that you feel will find this relevant because this really is the foundations. Whether you have a coaching business or not, a similar online business is going to have success using these five foundational steps as well. Thank you for tuning into another solo episode. I am always so thrilled to be in your ears and truly grateful that you tune in each week. So thank you and welcome if you are new around here. Jump over to the DMs. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. Feel free to screenshot, share it in your stories. I will share it on my stories if you do so. And yeah, I'm just excited about what's to come. So hopefully I will be in your ears next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day.